Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to start off tonight by thanking Yoshi. Steve, my last Sunday here. As you know, I'm going to college this week, and I want to thank everyone for these past 18 years for being an inspiration in my life and making the man I am tonight. By show of hands, how many of you have ever played the game Monopoly? Well, for those who don't know, Monopoly was a board game created in 1933 based on a game called the Landlord's Game. It was created by a company called the Parks Brothers and began to sell on February 6, 1935. Now, 81 years later, Monopoly has become one of the most popular board games across the globe, which has led to many different variations of the game being created, from movies, cartoons, and even popular tour spots across the world. However, the concept of Monopoly runs completely against the teachings of Jesus Christ. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Matthew 6:21. It reads, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, the mindset of the world is to gain wealth while here on earth. Now, this runs completely against the teaching of Jesus Christ in Matthew 6:19, where it reads, "Do not store for yourselves treasures here on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." You see, we let our hearts be rich towards God and not towards the world. In Mark 8:36, it says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?" You see, the objective of the game is to establish a monopoly from buying and selling houses and then accumulating wealth. However, at the end of our lives, we cannot bring this wealth with us. Thus, it profit us nothing. So, if it profit us nothing, why is mankind so focused on gaining wealth? Well, it's quite simple. They need a way to measure their success. They can do it by comparing themselves to their coworkers by asking themselves, "Do I have a better car, a better house, a bigger paycheck, a better job?" You see, the world needs to measure their success by comparing themselves to one another. Understand this. The ways of the world leave your heart empty, but God's way will leave your heart full of happiness, joy, and contentment. If you would, please turn your Bibles to Matthew 6, verses 20 and 21. It reads, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For your treasure is, their heart will be also." You see, if our actions are aligned with God's will, He will bless us. We'll do better in school, do better at work, and have better relationships with our friends and family. Another way this is to be seen is in Matthew 6:33, where it reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Now, let me understand. God's not saying we can't have a nice house, a nice car, and nice things. However, what He is saying is that we cannot let man-made things be the main focus in our life. It should not be more important than our own soul. Now, speaking of this reminds me of a story of three men who turned America into an industrial powerhouse. Their names are John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan. You see, these three men helped turn America into a better place after the Civil War. For as you all know, the economy was not the best after the war. Because of their ideas with steel, oil, and general electricity, they turned America from one of the weakest countries in the world to being one of the best countries in the world. However, while this is all good, their empires were built on monopolies. You see, they overworked their employees, paid them low wages, and then, if there was a company in their amount of work, they bought them out. They, in fact, came so greedy for money that they started their own race to see who can gain the most wealth. This can be certainly seen with Carnegie and Rockefeller. Carnegie was so greedy for money that he sold his own steel business to J.P. Morgan for $480 million, which in today's currency will be $480 billion. However, even after gaining all this money, his heart was still empty. He was still not happy. Well, at the end of their lives, Morgan died first. And Carnegie and Rockefeller finally understood that one day they would die too, and they can't bring their wealth with them. And so they started a new race to see who could be the most philanthropic before they die. Because of this race, many wonderful things happened, such as the creation of the University of Chicago, Morehouse College, even research for vaccinations such as for yellow fever, and the creation of Rockefeller Center and Carnegie Hall. You see, in their pursuit of happiness and wealth, they found out that trying to gain much wealth as possible will profit them nothing. Just like Solomon said, vanity chasing wealth is like chasing after the wind. You see, we need to fear God and follow his commandments. We need to love God because he sent his only son from heaven down to earth to die on the cross so that one day we might be able to live with him. So let's follow the greatest commandment, which can be found in Matthew 22, 37 to 39. I'm sorry, Matthew 22. It reads, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And let's follow the Great Commission, which can be found in Matthew 28, 18 through 19. If you'll please turn your Bibles there to the final verse. It reads, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.'" So let's let our hearts and treasures be with God. If you are not a Christian and you wish to be baptized, or if you are a Christian and you wish to ask Christ for prayers, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.
The voice of the Savior says come, the cross where he died.